Mitch, it's I've been looking for this all weekend long. The plan is out for the new YMCA, kind of the month by month type of deal, and it's you're ready to rock and roll, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. We're super excited. This has been a long time coming, an awesome process though, and we are officially draining the pool here later this week as we commence on our project. So construction, demolition will actually begin 1 week from today. So in the coming weeks, you'll start to see some heavy equipment being brought in around the Y and a construction fence going up. And so it's time.
Still keeping the YMCA open at their areas too, aren't you?
Absolutely. So the project in totality will take about 20 months. It'll be conducted in phases. So we actually will have four phases of construction. And so there will be certain areas and certain amenities, you know, closed off while construction is going on. But we are planning to do our best to maintain, you know, some programming and classes and customer service you know that people can come to expect. So phase one here, starting here next week, is really the pool. The pool will be closed, and we made the decision, you know, very early on. That was one of our top priorities, because quite honestly, it's in dire need. You know, to be honest with you, this winter storm that we got last week, it really knocked the pool out of commission. And so you know, from a mechanical aspect, we're doing everything we can just to maintain the pool right now so we can have swim team practice so these kids can go to state here later this week. And so we've actually closed it off to lap swim and rec swim and other functions down there just because it's so cold, the water temperature, the air temperature. So you know, that's phase one. So, you know, the intent is to have the pool up and running, you know, by December of this year. That way, you know, next year's swim team, we can make sure we do have at least a partial swim season for those kids, which is, you know, absolutely vital, not only for the YMCA, but also the high school kids, too, for their season next year. From there, we'll transition to some other spaces, you know. It's like I said, four phases, and you know, my right hand girl over here, Soraya, is going to help us make sure we do a good job of updating the information on our website so people know what areas are closed at different times and what's open. You know, we're already getting questions about, well, with construction, is the wellness center going to be open? And the answer is emphatically yes. The wellness center will be open. We'll always make sure we have access to our fitness area and our weight strength zone. So you can expect that to remain open. When we get a little bit further down the line into construction, you know, the gym will close. But by that point in time, the expanded gym will be open. So we'll be able to maintain programming in that space while our current gym is closed. And so it's a process, and you know, not everything's been worked out. We're still working on those transition details between the different spaces, but you know, it's been a long time coming. We kicked off this campaign in April of 23, and here we are almost 2 years later, and we're right on schedule. From the very beginning, we said we wanted to kick this thing off with construction in March of 25, and here we are a week away.
It's kind of a case you tell everybody, please just bear with us.
Absolutely, yes.
Please.
Absolutely, and you know, that's one of the things, you know, our messaging is to stick with us through the construction, because you know, that membership is vital to keeping the doors to the Y open. So we can provide those critical services and programs that we do for the community. And so we're asking people to stick by us and maintain their membership as we go through this process. And yeah, have a little patience. And we truly believe that people will.
And hats off to you, and 'cause you're doing construction, but you're trying to keep other places open. Some places don't probably do that. Sometimes they just close shop altogether, and you try to get it done without helping others, right?
Right. No, you're 100% right. But, you know, the services and the programming that we provide is so vital to our community that it's just essential that we maintain operations. And You know, just to give you an example, you know, we registration for soccer closed on Friday, and you know, we had over 450 registrations. I mean, that's crazy, and in a good way, right? And so that's an example of those services that we have to keep moving forward. Our adult volleyball deadline was Friday, and we have a record number of adult volleyball teams. We're going to be playing till almost midnight. So, you know, those are just some examples of the things that we have to keep going. You know, summer camp is coming up, and it's full for this summer, you know, and so we can't just close the Y down, and we're not going to. So,
yeah, with we talk about volleyball, stuff like that, for next year at this time, or when the gym's all done, that you won't have to play till midnight because you'll have more court space.
Yeah, we'll have four volleyball courts at that point in time. And we're excited to work with our partners, you know, who we know are going to be there to help us out through this transition, whether it's the school district or other people in the area to help us supplement some of those spaces while some of ours are closed. So, you know, and we're still working through those things. But phase number one is the pool. You can probably expect to see here in April when it gets a little bit nicer, you know, some grading work going on the west side of our building for the new parking lot, as well as the new gym expansion and the new lobby on the west side. So those are all aspects of phase one as well.
I know Mr. Norgard was in here the other day after the recent school board meeting, and I know the Y and the high school have been talking about future together.
Absolutely.
And doing a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, well, it just makes sense, right? Number one, we're neighbors. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it's in the best interest of the community. You know, if we can work together and provide space for the high school to supplement, you know, practice needs that they have, so they're not practicing till 8 o'clock at night or 6 a.m. You know, we're certainly willing to do that, and it just benefits the community, you know, as a whole at a higher level rather than each of us working independently on our own. And you know, I think when I moved to McCook and was lucky enough to take this job, it, you know, in my mind, it was all about community and working together in partnership. And so that's the whole reason why this project is taking place, because we have so many people that have put their hand in the pile to understand the importance of this project and to see it come to fruition.
Again, if you want more information on what you've been doing, you know, the phases and everything, all that stuff's on your website. You can click on any time and look at it.
Absolutely. We have a capital improvement project link on our website. You know, if you're not familiar with exactly what it is we're doing, it's laid out pretty clear there. And, you know, we've maintained the four most important aspects of this project from day one. And that's a complete renovation of the pool, a modernized wellness center, an expanded gymnasium with a walking track, and improved youth development and social spaces. And those are going to take place.
All right. Exciting time. Just bear with them. Bear with us.
Absolutely. Yes.
You bet. Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll be talking, I'm sure, over the course of time and give folks to be able to drive by there and take a look. But otherwise, we'll hook up with you every now and then.
Yes. Looking forward to coming in every so often, giving updates and whatnot. So.